Namaste. My name is Rudi Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak become yourself or a people pleaser. When we have the choice to do it in our way or to do it in the popular way, what should we do? Should we risk or should we do it in the popular way? Who knows? I've read very many biographies and then I've read from very famous artists how they have done it, and they have never done any compromise, even they had been unpopular during their lifetime. And after the death, they became famous. So what? Too late! Should they regret it not to become famous? What is to be successful for yourself? The other choice is just to get first rich and successful and then do what you like at best, go with your talents, with your creativities, and so on. When we do it in this way, we have sold out our soul. We have sold our soul to the devil. Goethe would say that. Afterwards, we don't have the talents and the motivation to go for it, what we have really interest in, because we are overwhelmed from so many other things. We can't do it anymore. I, as many other guys, you get an offer from a beautiful girl and you say no because it's the wrong time or the wrong place. But this moment will never come again. You never will get the chance to go with her again. Because you have said one time no, and the girl will reject you. That's 100% sure. I never have seen any exception in my whole life. When a woman is asking a man, you have to, otherwise never again. Okay. Okay. What is if you are a beautiful girl, and you have a dear darling, and then you have an offer to marry a rich guy who can fulfill all your desires. I don't know. I said very simple, I don't know. We can go with our talents, we can go with our love, we can make everything, still we can fail. There is no warranty, never will be. The worst thing is when we knock down from the circumstances that we don't go up immediately and start something new. When something had not worked out, let it go. Let it go and go immediately to a next thing. Or wait a little bit and then go to the next thing. And don't suffer. Your whole life, because something went wrong. So many things went wrong with my life. And I'm happy that I've done it. Yes. I want to become an engineer as a kid because my uncle was one and I was outstanding in techniques, but so versed in every language that I have no chance. Still, I've done it. And it was my dream to become an engineer. And then it was a nightmare to solve all these technical problems. And the problem was that I was very good in that. No, I don't want to work as an engineer anymore. It's too much stress. And I was in love with many girls. And always I wanted to marry them. But it never had worked out. I never got any kids. Oh. Still, I'm happy that I've done all these things. What I love to do in that moment, when this was the right moment for that. Then I've heard from Peter Thompson. He's a very successful entrepreneur and business strategist in England. His son wanted to become a famous musician. Just stupid. How many musicians can become famous? And this told all their friends, all their relatives, Peter Thompson, when he likes what he liked to do, then he should do it in any case. And so he supported the ambitions of his son. His son worked hard 10 years, made good money, and then he quit and started to work with his father. And his father was right, because he wanted that his son become happy. And if he stop us, and I make it also with women, I'm crazy for that. I go with my love. I go with my heart. Even I regret it afterwards. And I regret it always afterwards. It was amazing. Amazing moments in my life. That I did it. Even against every doubt. And still I do it also. No, you see, we have only this life. Don't waste your life for meaningless things. What is important for you now, do it. And if not working out, make the next thing. Let it go. That's the only thing. And nobody knows what is the real thing. We don't care. We try it out. We have our fun with it. Let it go. Finish. Thank you that I could speak about that. And bye.